Hello, folks. This is Fred McMurray, and today we're tech talking about clout, among other things. First, a comment on apologies for the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. We hope we'll just kind of cut through some stuff where so that we have time for our guest. But first, a couple of comments. One about the ongoing pontifications in Washington about the ACA, otherwise known as Obamacare, rollout. From a tech point of view, did you guys really expect to make major changes and then have no testing time for a site that's in some cases, comments by politicians say it's the most complex thing we've done, including putting man on the moon? I just got to say, yeah, we always spent more time testing than we did actually coding. So you got to get a clue, guys. You got to get a clue. So other things in the news. In a very cool, I guess a cool twist of fate, an old Air Force radio telescope that used to track ballistic missiles has been able to be employed by astronomers. So they could learn more about the universe. Science World reports that using this telescope, the researchers have spied how the magnetic structure and rotation of the Crab Nebula pulsar. And the Crab Nebula was a star that we saw regular star go supernova or nova back in 1054 AD. It was so bright that people in Europe and China could see it during the day. So the coolness about the story is the fact that the military and astronomers can work together. So learn more. More astronomy news. We know I love astronomy. Scientists have determined that Kepler 78b, which is in the constellation of Cygnus, there's a star very much like our own sun, and there's a planet the size of Earth. Problem is that it only orbits the sun at a distance of about 1 million miles away, and astronomers got no clue how it got there. It shouldn't exist, but in fact it does. So, more weird news. Okay. Just a bit farther, Motorola has announced Android 4.4 update list. So I got to go see if mine's on there. Everyone's going to be getting a new Android update. I always hate them because it always makes my phone slower. And this one's going to take my phone to a crawl, which means I got to upgrade. Yuck. Love my Android. What can I say? More news. Google and Red Hat and Oracle and a bunch of other technology companies are going to be sending dozens of computer engineers and programmers to help the feds. This ties back to what I was talking about earlier. Bringing in programmers, when you got a train wreck like you got, bring in a couple of extra programmers or a dozen extra programmers. The number of people that the companies are contributing, if that few numbers are going to make that much of a difference in this project, that means somebody severely mismanaged something and they need to be investigating it. What can I say? So, first, shout out to some of our, yeah, you know who they are, the people that make this happen.
Roosevelt University. Roosevelt University is an independent, not-profit, metropolitan university with two distinct campuses located in downtown Chicago and suburban Schaumburg. With a rich history and progressive curricula featuring 126 degree programs, they are committed to the highest standards of academic excellence. Their award-winning faculty and dedicated staff take pride in pushing Roosevelt's remarkably diverse students to the limits of achievement, inspiring the transformation of lives and communities through the principles of social justice. You can contact the Chicago campus at 312-343-3500 or the Schaumburg campus at 847-619-7300. You can visit them on the web at www.roosevelt.edu. And Roosevelt is the host of Link Local Network in the Heller School of Business Incubator. Mediavine Marketing, simplifying social media for the successful organization, minimizing your efforts while maximizing your results through training, consulting, and management. When you're ready to take your social media to the next level, contact Mediavine Marketing at www.mediavinemarketing.com, or you can call them at 630-351-1981. Larson and Associates, they make good businesses great and great businesses even better. They are a telesales, telemarketing, teleprospect, and target marketing company that knows and understands and puts into practice telemarketing, targeted marketing, and advertising techniques for their clients to achieve consistent, desired, and sustainable growth. Their specialty is new account acquisition. This is not just advertising, not marketing, not telemarketing, nor manufacturer's rep service, but a different way for you to gain new accounts and grow your business fast. You can find them on the web at www.larsonassociates.ws, or you can contact them at 847-991-1294. That's 847-991-1294. Mark Your Space. Mark Your Space can help you increase your sales and keep your customers coming back to you. Let their experts help you create vivid imagery and messaging that generates high-quality leads and referrals. They create corporate signs, exterior signs, trade show displays, vehicle graphics and wraps, banners, and digital prints. You can view them on the web at www.markyourspace.com. Actually, that's www.markyourspaceinc.com. Let me repeat that. www.markyourspaceinc.com, or you can contact them for a free estimate at 630-289-7082. That's 630-289-7082. And now, back to the show.
So, we're going to be talking social media and clout today. We're going to be bringing our guest on, Carly Alyssa Thorne, noted author and co-author of a book purely on clout. So we'll be bringing her on in a minute. Two other pieces of news that I kind of thought were noteworthy. Everyone probably knows, or at least you do if you're in the tech world, that Microsoft Windows XP is no longer going to be having security updates in April of next year. And from what I've heard, several large corporations are very unhappy with this. I still have machines that run XP that run the software that was designed for them and run it really well, so I can understand everyone's unhappiness. But Microsoft, Tim Raine, director of Microsoft's Trustworthy Computing Group, says that the chance that malware will infect PCs with Windows XP after the rollout will jump. The infection rate will jump 66% after the patches end. So that means a whole lot of Windows XP machines will be getting viruses. So be careful. The other thing is that social media, the upcoming thing coming in the world, Google Glass, was a person with a wearing their Google glasses while driving in California. The screen was not, in fact, on, And the woman was pulled over in San Diego for driving 65. The lady, Cecilia Abadi, said the exact line on the ticket that the cop wrote was, driving with monitor visible to driver, Google Glass and parents, is pound Google Glass, all one word, nice hashtag for the nice hashtag for the social media platforms. Is Google Glass illegal while driving, or is this cop wrong? So you have the world's first bust for driving with Google Glass. It's just the first of quite a few many. And, hey, what is it going to be? So at this point, I'm going to like to bring on our guest, Carly Alyssa Thorne, co-author of Straight Talk About Clout and Social Media Influence, something that we talk about on the show quite a bit. Carly Alyssa Thorne is passionate about conscious business transformations of the mind, body, business, and spirit, and is it all interconnected. Ooh, boy, I blew that one. Carly is all about the blending and bridging of the East and West in a grounded, practical, applicable way. Life is a play, and we are actresses, actors, writers, editors, producers, directors,